Good morning, everybody. It's like I'm really loud here. Really loud. Good morning. How are you? How are you all? I mean, it is so good to be here today, and so good to be back. And wow. We thank God for what he's been doing, what he's doing here among us this morning. This is a new day. This is a new day. You know, this is a new day. This is a new day. This is a new day for you. It is a new day for me. God hasn't finished with you this morning yet, amen. So don't switch off. Don't do that. Don't switch off. Stay connected because there is more. Say to somebody, there is more. There is more. There is more for me this morning. And certainly there is more for me. Amen. There is more. I want to start by saying thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone for the past few weeks. You've been praying for us, and God's been doing some great things with us on the other side in Cameroon. Amen. God has been very, very good to us. We came back on Wednesday morning. Yes, but you know, it was also a tough trip. The first week in Cameroon, I wasn't well at all. I couldn't talk. My voice was gone. And my throat was on fire. Not the kind of fire that we want, you know. But, you know, it was impossible for me to sleep at night. And, wow. But one thing that was amazing was this. You see, we planned the mini crusade on Wednesday, the following week. And I woke up on Wednesday on that week. I mean, on that day, I woke up on Wednesday, and then you know, my throat was like pain-free, and I could talk, and people could hear me clearly, and I say, "Wow, there is a miracle! Hallelujah!" So yes, thank you for your prayers. I knew that you know. The enemy was going to oppose what God's going to do. We know that. It's kind of a rhetoric every time, you know. But yes, we've been also proclaiming that, you know, there is no way he will be able to stop what God was planning to do. Amen. And everything went well by the grace of God. It was so hot. The food was amazing. Yeah, come to Cameroon, then you're going to eat some nice food. So, yeah, but we are back. And thank God that we are here. Amen. And my first involvement since, you know, coming back was Alpha. Wow. Anybody was here on Thursday night, can I see your hand? Wow. This guy, he said, you know, we were about to, you know, everybody was gone, and then we were locking down everything, and then Scott said, no, we need to pray. We need to thank God. It was amazing what just happened. You know, Amazing. So this is what happened. Let me tell you a few things because I know there is more. So we had 13 delegates, 13 people who came for Alpha. We also had about 11 or 12 people who came to help to, you know, lead and, you know, cater, serve food, and be part of the group discussions. It was amazing. So about 25 people were here in the building. You know, the excitement, the buzzing was, oh my goodness. It was good. There was life here, you know. You know, there was life here. So I love it. I love it. I love it. And I know something. I know that there is more. There is more. There is more. There's more. More people should be in that room for Alpha. So, you know, there's still time for you to join Alpha. So if you, you know, you haven't joined Alpha, you know, you're planning to join Alpha, there's still room for you to come. So I personally want to invite you, come to Alpha. It is amazing what happened at Alpha. So come. Please also grab the invitation card and, you know, extend the invitation to somebody that you know that need to come to Alpha. It is not late. Amen. We were expecting, and I'm still expecting, at least 21 delegates. 21. We had 13. So two-thirds of, yeah, that's two-thirds, isn't it? Two-thirds of, you know, what we are expecting. So there's still about 7 people that need to come, that need to join, you know. So if you want to know why 21, come and ask me. I would explain to you. Okay, but yes, let's pray for that. Let's pray for that just now. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for Alpha. Thank you for the 13 people that turned up last Thursday. But Lord, we know that you have an appointment for more. Father, and we pray that more comes. In Jesus' name. Father, every single person that you have appointed for Alpha this time, Lord, let them come. Father, we speak against every forces of the enemy that is holding them back. Father, preventing them to come and receive what you've planned for them. Father, we speak against them. And we say in the name of Jesus, every chain be broken. Father God, every opposition be broken in Jesus' name. We speak victory and we speak freedom. Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to talk about the revelation of Christ. The revelation of Christ. So I want to read from Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. The Bible says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, some and others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Verse 19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound on heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ, Jesus. Amen. I want to talk about the revelation of Christ. The revelation of Christ. You know, we are living in a world where everything is opposing the revelation of that name, the revelation of Christ. You know, every philosophical argument, scientific arguments, political arguments opposing the revelation of Jesus, the revelation of who he really is. You know, you can enter into a conversation with people about Christ, about Jesus. It is okay to you or for you to kind of stay at the level where, you know, you talk about Jesus as a prophet. You talk about Jesus as maybe an historical figure. You know, yes, the conversation will go down very well. You see, you talk about Jesus as, you know, somebody who came and done some things in this world. You know, that conversation will go down very, very well. But the moment you mention that Jesus is the Son of God, you know, there is a problem. There is a problem. And everything at the moment is coming against the revelation of who Jesus really is. Now, you know, that is not a problem, you see, because, you know, whether the world or whether we agree, you know, that Jesus is the Son of God, whether we accept it or not, doesn't make any difference. Hallelujah. It doesn't make any difference. No. Not at all. Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. Jesus is God. Hallelujah. Jesus is equal to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the second person of the Trinity. Not because that he's less. No. Because that's the order he has been revealed to the world. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Bible describes Jesus as, you know, him through whom everything is created and everything belongs to. Hallelujah. The Bible says that. Let me read the word of God for you. Hallelujah. Because we need to be grounded in the scripture this morning. It is so important. So, so important. Hallelujah. Number one, he said, the Bible says, Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Do we have that? He said, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal to God. Jesus is equal to God. He is equal to God. There is no doubt. And the revelation of Christ bring us to the place where we had no doubt about what we proclaim about Jesus. Colossians 1:15 says this. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn, the firstborn over all creation. The image of the invisible God. He is the invisible God. Hallelujah. His manifestation on earth is to reveal some or one aspect of God to us. Hallelujah. But he himself is the invisible God. Jesus. Verse 16 says this, "For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether throne or dominion, principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him." Hallelujah. Yes, today we witness powers. We witness principalities. We witness authorities. Yes, we witness kingdoms and, you know, presidents and, you know, you name it. We witness them. Amen. But the Bible says that everything has been created through him and for him. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Son of the living God. Jesus is above every philosophical thoughts. He is above all political, religious, doctrinal, cultural thoughts. He is above every moral, every institution that we can name on this earth. He is above every religion. Hallelujah. That's why I don't like religion. I like Jesus. And you should like Jesus, no religion. Hallelujah. You should love him, no religion. Amen. Jesus is above every other name. The Bible says that God has highly exalted him and give him the name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Jesus, he is the Son of God. God, whether we like it or not, whether the world like it or not. You see, the foundation of this world is in his hand. The foundation of this world, the essence even of this world, of this, you know, every single one of us existence is through Jesus. It's through him. Hallelujah. Few say amen. Few says amen. But Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am? Who? What are they saying about me?" And you know, Peter answered and said, you know, "Some says you are Elijah, some says you are Jeremiah, some says you are one of the prophets." You know, they say that. Now, it is okay. I said to you earlier that there's no difference. I mean, it doesn't matter what they said about Jesus, you know. What matters to us now is what we know that he is, or who we know that he is. Hallelujah. And, you know, the implication of that revelation to us, very, very important. Very, very important. So, Peter says this. He says, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." You are Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus recognized that this is not through blood and flesh. It's not through knowledge that the world can give. Hallelujah. It is not through the knowledge that we can gain from, you know, studying. No. This is a revelation from God. Revelation from God. And Jesus said to him, "You are Peter. You are the rock upon which I build my church." I wonder what God or what Jesus is saying to every single one of us here, right here, right now. I wonder. So the revelation of Christ comes, or the implication of that revelation, you know, take us to three levels. And we're going to see those now. three levels. There are three levels that are very, very important. Now, when I look at the church, sometimes we live in one or maybe two, but we never live fully in the implication of those three levels. But Christ wants us to go even deeper, hallelujah, and live the fullness of his glory on earth. We are not saved just because we are heavens bound. No. There is a purpose, and we should live in that three levels. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So what's the first level of the operation of Jesus, the revelation of Jesus? Amen. The first level is our salvation. The first level is our salvation. Our salvation. And this is salvation from the eternal judgment. The Bible says that Jesus said that for God so loved the world that he gave his son, one and only son, that whoever believes in him must not perish, but have the everlasting life. Amen. And the following verse says that for God did not send his son to the world to judge the world, but through him that the world must be saved. You see, that's the first level. That's the first level. And many lives on that level. We are saved. Our sins are pardoned. Jeff reminded us this morning. He shed his blood on the cross for us, for our sin now and forever until we leave this earth. You see, our sins are pardoned because we are in him. We accepted Christ. You see, so we are free from the eternal condemnation. We are free from that wrath of God. We are free from that. And that is amazing. That is really, really amazing, you know. But the understanding of this revelation must not stop there. There is the second level. And the second level is what it does to our lives. What it does to our lives. You know, the revelation of Christ set us free. The revelation of Christ set us free from sickness, from poverty, from captivity. Hallelujah. The revelation of Christ propels us to a place where we can live a victorious life. This is very important. You know, because I have the revelation of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, then I have to walk, you know, sickness free. Goodness. I have to walk sickness free. You see, when Jesus was walking on this earth, the Bible says he was performing many miracles. The Bible says, you know, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, going around doing good, healing the sick, raising the dead. He was doing good to the people. Hallelujah. But do you know that at the same time where many are receiving the healings, many are receiving the miracles, many dead are coming back to life, you know, at the same time, many were also there who didn't receive anything from Jesus. Did you know that? The Bible says that they, you know, he wasn't able to perform miracle because of their unbelief. They didn't know who he is. They didn't have the revelation of who he is. You know, life, resurrection, healing, what was passing by. He was right there among them. But they didn't have the revelation. They didn't know that my deliverance, my breakthrough is right here, right here with me. They didn't know that. You know, so if we don't have the revelation of Christ, there is no way we walk fully in who or what he has come to accomplish for us. Very, very important. You see, when I was going to Cameroon last time, you know, a few days before the trip, I start feeling, you know, cold and sore throat, and it got worse. And I remember in the plane, I couldn't understand, what is this? And talking to the boys, Annie and Daddy, what you say? I can't hear you. You see, but I was, you know, what I was saying to them is, I kept saying to them, you know, the devil knows that we are going, we are coming there to kick his ass. And he's not happy about it. But, you know, one thing I know, he cannot stop me preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. He cannot stop me, you know, ministering to the people. He can't. No, there's no way. The Bible says that. Look, the Bible says it is impossible that the chain of death, keep Jesus in the grave. It's impossible. It is impossible. Yes. Was I in pain? Yes. Does it hurt? Pain hurts, isn't it? Yes. I had some sleepless nights. Yes. But I was convinced when the time come, I will minister in the fullness of God. I was convinced. The program starts on Wednesday, the second week. I woke up on Wednesday and I was pain-free. My neck, my throat was completely released. Hallelujah. I could talk and people could hear me from even downstairs. I said, Lord, hallelujah. Good things gonna happen today. Great thing is gonna happen today. Yes. The revelation of Christ can make us walk on waters. The revelation of Christ. So let not live only in the second on the second level, but let's walk into this on the first level. But let's walk in the second level. Hallelujah! Where we have the authority to say no, I my body has to be pain free. You know, my body has to be sickness free. My body has to be infirmity free. Hallelujah. Poverty, you know, no. I should not walk in lack. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Anything that I need to fulfill his purposes in my life, I have to have the provision for it. Because I know who I am. I have the revelation of Christ. Amen. Let's work in that. Healing. I mean, you name it. And I know, even here right now, you know, there are many, 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 many needs that Jesus, through the revelation of himself that he's giving you even right now, you know, he wanna break through those things for you. Amen. Now, let me progress quickly. Number three, or level three. Okay, the last one. The last one, the revelation of Christ. The revelation of Christ, you know, does something to our life. Now, through our life. Through our lives, okay? Now, the number two was to us. Number three is through us. Hallelujah. Through us. He says, Jesus says, follow me. And what? Follow me, and I will make you fisher of men. Follow me, and I will make you fisher of men. He said, you know, act free. No, Acts 1:8. He said, you know, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you shall be my disciples. Do you know what it means? He says, all authority has been given to me. Now you go and make disciples of the whole earth. Do you know what that means? He said, you are the light of the world. Do you know what I mean? He says, you know, the works that I've done, greater, you are going to do because I'm with send the Holy Spirit. Do you know what it means? You know, when we live on the third level, we understand our purposes on this earth. We understand that we, you know, we serve Christ. We serve the cause of the gospel. We understand that, you know, we are called to be salt and light in this world. We understand that, you know, now, because I walk in that revelation, nothing can stop me. Now, because I walk in that revelation, you know, anything that I say, everything that I say, according to his will, for his purposes, will be established. And we must live on those three levels. And we must live fully on the three levels. We must not stop on one, not two, not three. We must live fully. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, now, because Jesus said to the guy, to Peter, because you understand, you have that revelation, I'm giving you the keys. I'm giving you the keys. Now, the keys of the kingdom. I'm going to stop here because time has gone. But wow, the keys of the kingdom. You know, when Jesus came, first from John the Baptist starts preaching. Repent because the kingdom of God is near. That was exactly the same preaching when Jesus came. He said, repent because the kingdom of God is near. Now, he said, let's look at it. What is the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? Where are we? Who we are? Who are we? You know, in comparison to, the kingdom of God. Where are we? Who are we? Okay? But Jesus said, I am giving you the key of the kingdom. Do we know what it means to have the key? You see, from my understanding, you know, I've got the key from my house. And I open, get in, close it, and when I come out, when I'm going out, I lock the door. But I had the keys. I control every movement because this is my house. Jesus said, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom. Anyone that I want, I can invite to my house. Jesus said, I'm giving you the keys. The way I want my house to be organized, that's what I do. Jesus said, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom. We have the keys of the kingdoms. And the implication of that is that, you know, there is a world. There is a world out there. The community out there that need to be transformed. That we must go and grab and say, look, I've got a key. I've got the keys. I've got the keys. I've got the keys, you know, of the kingdoms. And I open, you come with me in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I've got the keys of the kingdom. You stay in the kingdom. I've got the keys of the kingdom. You come with me. Hallelujah. You come, you come. I've got the keys. You know, I've got the keys. I've got the keys. Whoever I invite to the kingdom. Hallelujah. I've got the keys of the kingdom. Who wants to come into the kingdom? I've got the key of the kingdom. You come with me. Hallelujah. You know, we go to our communities because we have the authority. And we got a key for the kingdom to bring in whoever we want. Hallelujah. Nobody should be able to resist because we've got the key. Hallelujah. When you've got the key, you have the authority, the privilege to bring in whoever you want. Hallelujah. Because you've got the key. We are a church in this community and we got the key for the kingdom. What are we doing? Hallelujah. We must go and bring them into the kingdom. The kingdom is not church, but we must bring them into the kingdom. The kingdom is the light of God. The kingdom is where they have the revelation of Christ, the revelation of their identity, when they can also work on these three levels. Amen? Please, let's stand. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Bless you. Please, let's stand. God wants to give. Jesus, even right now, wants to give. Even right now, he wants to give you the keys of the kingdom. Even right now, Jesus wants to give you the keys of the kingdom. Because there are so many things, so many who are lost in this community that Jesus wants to bring in. He want to bring them into his kingdom. But he has given you the keys of the kingdom. Hallelujah. So for the next few minutes or so, as the worship team is, you know, leading us, I just want you to raise your hands as the Holy Spirit comes. As the authority comes, as God starts breathing the breath of life, of power, through his Spirit on us right now, I want you to raise your hand and say, Lord, I receive it. I receive the keys of the kingdom. I receive the keys of the kingdom. I receive the keys of the kingdom. I receive the keys of the kingdom because, Lord, from now on, I want to be able to bring them in. Bring in the lost. Bring in those who are lost, who doesn't know you. Lord, I receive the keys of the kingdom because I received the revelation of the three levels, who you really are. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you this morning for trusting our lives, trusting this church, and giving us the keys of the kingdom. Through your power, your authority, through your Holy Spirit, Lord, we will not just sleep. with the keys. We will not just sit down with the keys that you are giving us, Lord, but we will use the keys to bring in those who are lost in our community, because this church, because we are here, Father, there will be no one in this community who doesn't know you, because you are giving us the key this morning. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.